In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus says that he is the good shepherd and that his sheep know his voice. But how well do we know his voice, really? What can we do to come to listen and hear our Lord better? That's next on Breaking the Bread. In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus says that he is the good shepherd the prophets had announced that God would send to Israel. He is the shepherd prince, the new David, who frees people from bondage to sin and gathers them together into one flock, the church under the blood of his new covenant. His flock includes other sheep, he says, far more than the dispersed children of Israel. And he gave his church the mission of shepherding all peoples to the Father. In the first reading this Sunday, we see the beginnings of that mission in the testimony of Peter, whom the Lord appointed shepherd of his church. Peter tells Israel's leaders that the psalm we sing this week is a prophecy of their rejection and crucifixion of Christ. He tells the builders of Israel's temple that God has made the stone they rejected the cornerstone of a new spiritual temple, the church. Through the ministry of the church, the shepherd still speaks and forgives sins and makes his body and blood present, that all may know him in the breaking of the bread. It is a mission that will continue until all the world is one flock under the one shepherd. In laying down his life and taking it up again, Jesus made it possible for us to know God as he did, as sons and daughters of the Father who loves us. As we hear in this Sunday's epistle, he calls us his children, as he called Israel his son when he led them out of Egypt and made his covenant with them. This Sunday at Mass, let us listen for his voice as he speaks to us in the Scriptures, and vow again to be more faithful followers, and let us give thanks for the blessings he bestows from his altar. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.